I posted a question on Threads that said, if you could have any superpower you wanted, what would it be? And somebody responded and said it would be time travel. Well, I'm kind of obsessed with
Ooh.
time travel and I'm a quantum physics girl and all of that. And I said, oh, where would you go? And this person said, well, I don't want to go backwards because butterfly effect, whatever, but I'd want to let's go 100 years into the future. And I was instantly like, oh, hell no, because I don't like talk about scorched earth. Like, I don't think, yeah, no, I don't want to go 100 years into the future. But they said, where would you go? And my answer was, I have four daughters. My answer was, I would go back to the last really great day with each of them. So it's not the last, as in there will never be more, but the most recent one, because as humans, we don't catch it.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Another new episode, another review to highlight before the official episode starts. And this is another five-star review from Bitsy Barood. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Anyways, Bitsy's review is titled Inspired and Dynamic. The host brings all the energy, honestly. I love listening because the conversations are fascinating, the human beings are just so inspired, and it gives a lift to my step. It reminds me that we're all on a journey, and I love being reminded that there are so many human beings in this world doing good things. Well, you, Bitsy Barood, did a good thing by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, letting us know what you like about the show, and if you too have something you like about the show, head over to the Apple Podcast app or goingnorthpodcast.com and leave a review letting us know what you like about the show so we can highlight it on a future episode so other folks can catch the fire that is here on the Going North Podcast. Now let's head further north to today's conversation. And today on the highlight reel, Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, courtesy of a fabulous website known as podcastguest.com, wonderful site where aspiring podcast guests can have a one-page, wonderful media sheet for folks to pitch to them, whether it's other organizations or podcast hosts. And if you're a podcast host, you have a chance to have your wonderful show shouted out in an email blast to thousands upon thousands of people across the globe. And we got a needle in the haystack, y'all. One of those diamond needles in the big old rough haystack made out of stone, y'all, because you're going to be in for a treat that's good enough to eat five times over, because today's featured best-selling bookcast. You heard that right, folks. Not only she put pen to paper, but she's also a fellow podcast host of two podcasts, so she's an overachiever. Is a wonderful mom of four, an award-winning entrepreneur, keynote speaker, and transformational success mentor. So let's give it up for the heavenly and victorious Heather Vickery. How you doing today, Heather?
Wow, I am great. What a great way to start the day. And also, I need you to introduce me for everything I do for the rest of my life. So let's go.
Yeah, it's usually one of the best parts of the shows before the rabbit holes appear.
I love being a diamond in the haystack, a solid rock, and I don't know, whatever. I'm here for it. Yes, I'm great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, I was freaking got 300 pitches for folks to be on the show, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see this person. Oh, Heather Vickery, like, oh yeah, I've been following this chick for a while. She's been on the radio. It's like, yeah, let's invite her on.
Thank you. Oh, I feel so special. You're like looking through a list of 300. And you're like, I know that name. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're trying to do over here.
Heck, indeed. You like F all the fearlessness. Yeah, that's right.
That's
you got to be brave.
That's my book. It's right behind me. F fearless. Yeah. You know, Dom has done his research.
Well, as I jokingly like to tell guests all the time, it's like, hey, I'm not your average bear. This is Yogi Bear that actually wears yoga pants, y'all, metaphorically.
Me too. I look so cute in my green and my red lipstick and the yoga pants. You can't see those. It's just, you know, top up. So
That just means it's the
pro
last
yoga
pretty
pants.
pick. There you go. We need to vote them in office. Yoga pants for office. That's right. Yeah. Hey, it all about wonderful yoga pants and bears stealing podcast picnic baskets full of microphones. It's about the wonderful Heather. So my goodness, if you were to describe your journey to the Heather that you are today in three words, what would they be and why?
Wow, you could have prepped me for that, yo. That would have been handy. Three words. Well, you know what's funny that you said that is that's how I always start the Brave Files, is having guests come up with three words to describe their journey. Did you know that we were in synchronicity there? Have you listened to the Brave Files?
It's been a couple months.
Yeah. So now I know how they feel when, but they, I did prep them. I always say, like, get you three words. Three words, Dom. Terrifying, joyful, and brave.
There we go. The TJB action. There you go. There you go. That's right
Man,
indeed.
you are faster on your feet than I am at this time of day.
Don't worry, it's just a chocolate. It's okay. So, any reason why those three words come to mind?
Yeah, it took me a second. I had to sit with it for a minute. You know, the type of transformation that I've experienced in my life and in my business couldn't help but be terrifying because it's massive, right? Those of you who are listening and have no idea who I am, which is totally fine, I went through a full life transformation. I burned my entire life to the ground in my late 30s, got a divorce, came out of the closet, closed a thriving business that I'd owned for 18 years, started something new, which has been really successful. I've navigated co-parenting. I've navigated eating disorders. I've navigated all sorts of different things. I've written books. I've started podcasts. I've been high in the mountains with my business. I've been low, like, whoa, are we going to be able to do this month with my business? And it's terrifying, which is just honest, right? Like, that's just truthful. It's also, though, been incredibly exciting and incredibly joyful. And as I've gotten older and I've calibrated more and I've learned a lot, I'm certified in human design and NLP and positive psychology, like all these things. And I love research and I love science. And I have realized that seeking joy is that's my end goal. Like, that's the thing. All of the things that I desire in my life and in my business are inevitably to help me experience joy. And that's brave. When you choose that and you tackle things head on and you do the work and you show up for yourself, it's brave as hell.
Yeah, that's right indeed. That's right indeed. Especially when it feels like scorched earth. It's like, I built this wonderful house. I built this land. I got the city coming. And it's like, wait a second. It's all a facade. Burn it down now. Do a pose in front of the fire. Like, All right. The phoenix now has to rise from the ashes. And I
Yeah.
burn the wings in the fire. Whoops.
Yeah. You know, they grow back, so it's fine.
There you go. That's right indeed. And grow back that they did. So my goodness, that led you to actually basically become a best-selling author, multiple books. So was writing always something that was in your wheelhouse?
Great question. Yes, and I didn't for a long time. I did when I was younger. I loved writing. My freshman or my senior year in high school, I took five English classes as electives, which is weird. Like, who does
Wow.
that? Me,
Wow.
weirdo. Thank you very much.
Sexy
And I
weirdo.
was a poetry, obsessed with poetry from a very young age. I am not what one would call a poet now, but I used to write a lot of it. I was featured in some anthologies when I was really a young adult, teenager. I don't know that I ever imagined writing my own book. But as with most things in my life, they just show up and they cannot be ignored. They're like not going to go away. So my book Can I say the whole word or do you want me to say F? What do you want me to say?
Oh, you can be yourself. It's
All
okay. Say the
right. My
word.
book, Fuck Fearless, Making the Brave Leap, is part memoir. I share my journey towards this. It's part case study, and it's breaking down the Brave Method, which is the framework that I have to support myself and my clients and my audience to problem solve, dream, design, build, and actually have a life that you are truly madly in love with. And it couldn't be ignored. It had to be created. And I was able to use all of the different elements that I'd already created in my life. I featured podcast guests, I featured clients, things like that. So I had the elements and I'd done the work. But here's what's interesting, and you get to be the very first person that hears me publicly declare this and say it out loud and recorded. I might have, thrown it out there on Threads. I've never considered myself someone who could write or would write a novel. I love to read. I'm an avid reader. I read, anywhere from 100 to 125 books a year, all sorts of genres. I run the gamut. Novel writing is terrifying, and I don't know how people do it. Like, there's so much to keep track of. There's so much to, I don't know. I don't know that I have it in me, except last December, I posted a question on Threads that said, if you could have any superpower you wanted, what would it be? And somebody responded and said it would be time travel. Well, I'm kind of obsessed with
Ooh.
time travel and I'm a quantum physics girl and all of that. And I said, oh, where would you go? And this person said, well, I don't want to go backwards because butterfly effect, whatever, but I'd want to, let's go 100 years into the future. And I was instantly like, oh, hell no, because I don't like talk about scorched earth. Like, I don't think, yeah, no, I don't want to go 100 years into the future. But they said, where would you go? And my answer was, I have four daughters. My answer was, I would go back to the last really great day with each of them. So it's not the last, as in there will never be more, but the most recent one, because as humans, we don't catch it. We don't, we're not paying attention. We're doing the thing, we're doing the parent thing, we're doing the work thing, we're in the moment, and we don't necessarily realize. So what I would want to do is time travel back and observe myself in that moment and observe my kids in that moment and recapture that joy. So we always come back to joy. And then that idea turned into a novel idea that literally will not go away. So some things just can't be denied. Now I'm putting it off like you can't believe, Dom. I'm like, no, I can't write a novel. I can't write a novel.
Yeah,
Clearly, I
you can.
can. I can do whatever I want, but it's going to be a massive undertaking. But I've started to piece some things together and I jot ideas down on my notebook when they come up. And I had somebody suggest to me, create your characters and then you can put them in. There's this website where it'll help you, it'll tell you all about them. You can learn their sign and you can learn their love language. And I'm like, that's so much fun. So there could be a novel coming, and I have not publicly declared that, but it seems like it won't be ignored.
That's what I'm talking about indeed. Well, we already know that you're coming back on this show when the novel's finished. That's right indeed. That's right
Thank
indeed.
you.
Hey,
It might be a minute, so
don't worry, no escape. Funny enough, we had a guest. It well, oh gosh, got a crazy like 700 plus episodes ago. We had a guest on the show who was actually a career coach, and she published a book for helping folks get job interviews and things like that. And she, one of her dreams was to publish a young adult novel, and she ended up publishing a whole trilogy, I believe, the
good for
Dragon
her.
Twin series. So all
I love
three of
that.
them won awards. So yeah, you got it in you. It's
I
highly
love that.
possible. You can do it.
And the other thing that's happening that's interesting is on my podcast, Was It Chance? All of a sudden, we're interviewing a lot of authors, either fiction authors, nonfiction authors. We're connecting with their publicists to schedule literary agents. And I'm like, all of a sudden, now I have a network of people I can actually pitch my work to. So I've always self-published, and I'm pro self-publishing. I'm pro traditional pub. Well, do whatever. Just publish your book. It doesn't matter. It's always feedback, never failure, right? But now I sort of can see, because if I'm going to write a novel, I want people to get access to it. My book, Fuck Fearless, is nonfiction, and people come to me for work stuff, and they access it that way, and that works out fine. But a novel, come on now. that needs to be in Barnes and Nobles. Needs to be at my local indie bookstore, right in the middle table.
Yeah, that's right indeed. That's right indeed. The middle table, y'all. That's right indeed. It has to be the peanut butter and the jelly, y'all. Right in the middle. That's right. That's right indeed. Sounds like you got some good plans ahead indeed. Looking forward to reading it. I know it's going to take time, but I'm still looking forward to reading it. You got the brain to do it. You got the time and the energy and the connections. And plus, hey, it's really good. It's really good. Besides, if you work on an outline, that could work out too. Or if you decide to become a pantser with it, that's good too.
When I've done NaNoWriMo, I'm always a pantser. Always. Maybe not for a novel, but it frustrates me that it's in November. I don't have time in November to write a novel. I did write Fuck Fearless in November, but a lot of it content I had ready to go, so I pulled it together that month.
Is there going to be an audio version of Fuck Fearless?
You know, it's a great question. I desperately want to do that. I have a real commitment to equity, and I want people to be able to listen to it if reading is difficult for them. And, you know, I have some kind of super fans, so shout out to those of you who might listen to this that really need audio. The thing is, y'all, audiobooks are hella expensive to produce. So we're going to have to Kickstarter that. We're going to have to GoFundMe that. And I think it will probably partner with a second edition because it's been 2 years, just a little over 2 years since the book came out, 3 years since I started writing it and working on it. And so I think we can shift some things and update some things. So I would love to do an audiobook, but there needs to be some crowdfunding around it. You in?
For the
Can I count
billable
on
hours.
You all for financial support?
I'm sure. Why not? Indeed. Because I'm like, why are you letting that voice go to waste? And you got a Shure microphone. You already got the equipment.
I got it. I know. I can do it. Yeah.
That's right. She can mount and do it, y'all. She can mount and do it. Indeed. So my goodness, So this is great diving into your wonderful mind and your brain. We're seeing where you're going for the future. So she's got that novel in the works, helping folks to become more brave in life. Is there anything else you're excited about over the next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, there's another nonfiction book coming. So my work really centers around helping everyone build a foundation of enoughness and worthiness from the inside out, to learn to like, love, and trust yourself, build up that intuition, and hear yourself, find your answers from the inside instead of looking for them outside and thinking you're going to come back and quote unquote fix or change yourself, because there's nothing to fix or change. It's all about just knowing yourself and using that to your advantage. I have the Spark Collective, which is an $8 a month membership, which helps people do that in really easy to access bite-sized ways, because I don't know about y'all, but in today's very busy world, you know, I want to do all these things for myself, and I want to connect, and I want to meditate or do EFT tapping. I want to journal. I want to connect, but like in 10 minutes. I want to do it really fast. And I'm here to tell you, you can build that foundation for yourself in 10 or 15 minutes a day, just a few days a week. So that's why I created the Spark Collective. All of that is coming into a book that is we're working title, Belong to Yourself, Spark, something in that realm, but it's going to be bite-sized sections, chapters that you can sit with, almost pull them oracle card, like, you know, flip through, maybe read through it the whole time, the first time, but then flip through and say, what's the message today? One way to show up for yourself, one way to connect with your intuition. So little Spark content that I've been working on since about August, and we'll probably get that one out this year. In the meantime, come join us in the Spark Collective.
There you go. That's right. Light bulbs for everyone, y'all. That's right. Spark them. That's right, indeed. If you got dog ears, you can be sparky. It'll be great times. It'll be a
even if you
great
don't
time.
Have dog ears, you got little human ears. You can come there, elf ears, or whatever kind of ears you got. We can spark it. We can spark it up.
There you go. If you're like me and you got ears of corn, then you will definitely can spark it too, right? So I guess bigger than sparking your brain, sparking your life.
Yeah, spark your life, right? It's just about that. It's funny, interesting. I couldn't come up with the title for the collective. I knew I wanted to do the membership. I wasn't sure what I wanted to call it, and I was on a mastermind call with a friend of mine who is a copywriter, and she's like, "Well, just tell me about, what you do and how you're helping people." And we went through all of this, and she said, "So it really sounds like you spark this inner knowing, this intuition." And I was like, "And there we go, spark. Thank you." So shout out to Kate from Ecstatic Voice because she is amazing at pulling out that copy, that marketing copywriting stuff. And spark felt perfect. And since then, I see the word spark all over the place. And so do my friends and my clients. And I'm getting text messages and screenshots all the time, like, ooh, spark here. And it's everywhere. I'm like, oh, yeah, right thing.
There you go. That's right indeed. Sparks flying everywhere. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. The good sparks. That's right indeed. Don't worry. The sparks won't catch your clothes in your closet to burn the house. You'll be fine.
Just your
It's good.
soul. It'll just ignite your soul and your body and your mind. No actual fires. They're all metaphorical fires.
There you go, because she's a fire starter. You heard her in the beginning.
I'm a
Stop
Sagittarius. There's a
it.
lot of fire going on around here.
That's what I'm talking about. I did. I forgot you were a Saggy.
Oh, I'm such a Sagittarius. Such a Sagittarius. Absolutely. And I'm a projector in human design, which is fascinating. So, I love human design. Gosh, it's changed my life in every way possible. So cool.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about indeed. So talk about indeed. So for those who are under all the rocks, what is human design?
Yeah. So human design is a modern scientific self-discovery system that is the combination of several different ancient philosophies, the Chinese I Ching, Kabbalah, Buddhism, quantum physics, the chakra system, and astrology. And based on your birth date, time, and location, I can tell you things about you that you're like, you don't know me. How do you know this? So what it helps people do is live into their highest self. There's nothing in human design to change or fix. It's only to know and understand and expand. It's all about expansion. So I work with clients, I do custom readings, we do human design on demand readings, and people will say, oh, I feel so seen, I feel so validated, or I've always tried to hide that part of myself. You're telling me I'm supposed to lean into it, I'm supposed to work with it. Yes, I can tell folks how to move into decision making much, much faster, what their dharmic strengths are, what their natural gifts are, where to market from, what people are going to naturally be looking for them to help and support with. So many cool things. It's made me a better person, a better parent, a better coach, a better friend, so much more self-aware. And I think my favorite gift, Dom, of human design is it's made me so much more curious and less judgmental. I'm far more patient because I can clearly see now how each and every one of us is so uniquely designed to experience the world. Uniquely designed to give to the world, to receive all of that, instead of going, oh, well, just do it this way that I know works. What's wrong with you? Why won't you just listen to me? I can be more curious and help them find the right answers for themselves. And to me, that's such a freedom technique. When we can let go of what we believe we know for sure and move into possibility, to me, that's all about freedom.
Yeah, freedom. What are you
Yes,
talking
break
about
into song. For
the
sure. Yeah. It's just so cool. And freedom is my word of the year this year. So it's freedom for, not freedom from. Freedom for all the yummy things.
there you go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. So if you're walking box of chocolate, y'all, you're free. That's right indeed. Freedom place. Freedom for. Well, you said yummy things,
Yummy, yummy things. Yummy, yummy. Yep. All the yummy things. Joy, ease, travel, adventure, connection, love, happiness. Woo! Money, wealth, abundance. Yes. Freedom for all of those things.
I knew the green was
There's a reason for the green today. That's ooh, right, ooh, indeed. Ooh. She's talking about the prosperity, y'all.
Prosperity.
Right, yeah, that's right, indeed. So, my goodness, my goodness. Very quick occasion where I get to ask this question, but since you're basically a lifetime entrepreneur, what would you consider your biggest lesson from your kids that helped you to become an even better entrepreneur?
Oh, my kids. Okay. Lots of lessons from the kids. Change is the only constant. My best lesson from my kids that's made me a better entrepreneur is it's going to change. As soon as you get used to what one thing is going to be different the next day, so you can fight it and then be frustrated and anxious and stressed all the time, or you can embrace it and be curious and roll with it and pivot and be flexible and see what possibilities are around the corner and try something new.
Yo, y'all. That's right, indeed. There's always going to be a quarter around the corner, y'all. Change is constant.
Change is constant. Quarter around the corner. Do you just fall right to sleep at night? You're like, I have used every bit of all of it inside of me, and now I'm just going to sleep it off.
I'm usually, it's easy for me to fall asleep, sure.
Yeah, I can see it. I just, you just put it all out there all day, and then you're like, and I'm done. All done.
Yeah, that's right, indeed. And just comes out later again, maybe, if it's remembered.
You've got it all recorded. So, winning.
There we go. That's right, indeed. The good winning. No tiger blood involved with this one.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Oh my gosh. Yes, that's a throwback. That's a throwback reference.
Yeah, it's actually kind of scary. It's like, oh God, that's 15 years ago, right? 20 to 2009 of that.
Is it really? Oh man, I didn't know. I don't know that I needed that today. We're gonna just let that just dissipate. Age is a state of mind.
There you go. That's right, indeed. Right, indeed. Besides, it's the season, folks, with the seasoning, making the young folks look bad today anyway. That's mm-hmm. right, some of them. Not all of them. I can tell your mom went somewhere with that one.
Woo!
So since you've been on so many podcast or the guest side of the game, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
Oh, I love that question, but I don't know. I'm always fascinated by the different questions people ask. We really strive on Was It Chance to ask the kind of questions that you don't get asked at every single interview, because, you know, we all have a thing, we have a specialty, and we talk about that thing. You've already done such a great job asking me the lessons from my kids. That's a good one. I don't know. Probably not. Trust me. I trust you to surprise me, which you've been doing now for quite some time.
Yep. Been putting strawberries on your cake this whole time. That's right, indeed.
I do love a good cake with strawberries on it.
Ah, there we go. That's right. I'm not even a baker.
Are you a candlestick maker?
Oh, we are definitely on the same wavelength.
I'm catching on, right? I'm thinking of what you're putting down. Just give me a minute.
Oh, don't worry, you can get all the minutes. And we ain't talking 2005 cell phone minutes either.
Those are expensive as hell, man. We need all that free texting, free long distance.
Yeah, glad that's not a thing anymore. God. Yeah, pissed my mom off on that one. Well, anyway, since you're a fellow podcast host and two podcasts, no less, I always like to have an obligatory podcast hosting question. So what would you consider your three biggest lessons learned from hosting and running your magical shows?
Yeah, I love podcasting. I love the podcast community. I don't know that I've ever been part of a more welcoming community, folks so willing to support and help one another, answer questions, just such a loving group of folks, and so incredibly diverse, which is really, really nice. Yeah, lessons from podcasting are you don't have to do it the way everybody else does it. You get to do it however you want, which is kind of a lesson in my life and in my business. Break the rules. Although I will say, as a podcaster, one rule you shouldn't break is sound. Like, your sound should be good, because I just turn it off. I just turn it off. I'm like, I love you. There are some really big shows out, like really big names, and I cannot listen because their sound quality is terrible. So, but most of all, you get to do it the way you want, but be consistent. Decide what you're going to do and be consistent. You can practice that brave method. You can reassess, you can reframe. Okay, well, that doesn't work. That doesn't feel good. I want to shift it. But whatever you do, keep doing it. It's the long game, y'all. Lessons from podcasting is don't expect an instant turnaround, but it takes a lot of love and a lot of commitment. Keep showing up. It'll be worth it. It'll definitely be worth it. And podcasting, direct podcasting, unless you are a really big name, is not going to make you a lot of money, but it can make you a lot of friends. And sometimes friends in the right places who know the right people can make you a lot of money. So just make it about connection.
Yeah, that's right indeed. That's right indeed. Build up those Cuban links, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Extra gold, extra shiny. That's right indeed. That's right. Get you some friends from the podcast in space. And that's actually one of the most beautiful things, especially that first point day, because it's so true. It's like you join groups and whatnot with podcasters, and they just geek out on the podcast and everything. It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, you need to buy this mic. It's like, avoid the Blue Yeti, like the plague. Like,
I know somebody doesn't know what they're doing when they show up with their Blue Yeti. And I was a guest on a show a couple weeks ago, and they were new and really were putting their head down, Googling and pulling shit together. And I was like, just get onto a couple of podcast Facebook groups and ask your questions. You do not need to spend days and weeks Googling all this stuff. These folks will give you the answer. Tell them your situation. They will help you. They're so generous. Everyone's so generous.
It's true. It is so freaking true. It's like, even if you find the pitchers, some of them actually give advice before the pitch. So it's still good times.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
That's right indeed. That's right. Sometimes there is Kool-Aid in the pitch, you know. You'll still wake up from it later, though. That's the good news.
No, that's not that Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
Nah. No, it's not. It's not that kind of Kool-Aid. It's not the Kool-Aid man bust through the wall, say, let's build a cult, y'all. Like, no, not that Kool-Aid, though.
And now, how many of you are Googling Jim Jones? I'm kind of into cults. I think it's fascinating. I'd love to read about cults.
I guess you've read The True Believer already then.
I have. There are a lot of interesting ones out. I've interviewed a few people who have been in cults. And in fact, a woman that follows my podcast for years sent me a message that she's related to somebody in True Believers and said, do you want to have him on their show? And I'm like, oh, let's talk about it. So it's kind of fun to be thought of in that way.
There you go. That's right indeed. So what do cult leaders know that entrepreneurs should know?
Oh, first of all, don't be a cult leader, okay? Cults are bad.
You're part of one, the going north cult. Charming. You don't know it yet.
I joke with my 14-year-old that she would make an excellent cult leader, because she is, like, people are just drawn to her like moth to a flame. They want to do what she's doing. They want to hear what she says. She's very enigmatic. And people are just going to, you know, believe. They're going to just believe. They're going to follow her. I would say it's interesting. It's about making people, I mean, the thing about cults is it's about making people feel like they're part of something, feel like they belong to something. And as an entrepreneur, if you can bring people into your world and make them feel seen and heard, it's going to be really, really helpful. The invitation is, don't be a dick. Don't take advantage of them. Don't try to talk them into killing themselves. That's all really, really helpful. But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's right indeed. You got to bring them to the fold. That's what Heather does well, y'all. She ain't just a transformational success mentor for no reason, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. She's helping you pull out that wonderful Excalibur out of the stone for a reason, dangummit. That's right indeed. Your own Excalibur out of your own stone. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Hopefully not a kidney stone, but all but out of your own metaphorical stone.
Metaphorical stone in the haystack. Yeah.
That's right indeed. If you see too many rocks, I guess that'll make you stoner, so avoid the rocks.
It's legal now, so what ifs? It's fine. Do you? Not judging. Not judging. Belong to yourself first.
Again with the green. I knew you had that green blouse on for a reason.
I'm actually I don't smoke pot or ingest it, and I don't judge it. It just doesn't do anything but make me tired and hungry, and I'm already tired and hungry. But I'm pro whatever, you know, makes you happy, as long as it doesn't cause harm to somebody else. I think you should do you.
There you go. Do you. That's right. Do you, y'all. You know what that means, y'all. Put a wig on your head. It's a hairdo. That's right. Do you. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. And then make your own honey-do list, and then you do them while you have the wig on. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Let me stop. That's bad.
That one off the rails. Just a little dumb. It didn't quite land.
Yeah, you thought I was joking about the rabbit holes earlier.
Nope. How's your ADHD showing up for you, friend?
The H is for heavenly. In this case, Heather. That's right indeed. So you're there right, folks. Be charming as an entrepreneur. Invite them to really go in there and be their best selves, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, Fuck Fearless, Making the Brave Leap, if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Ooh. It would be, can it be a beverage or does it have to be a food?
It could be a beverage, shoot.
It would be a really good glass of French champagne, which actually, right over my shoulder, is a coupe of French champagne on top of my book. It's a picture of a coupe of French champagne. Yeah. Bubbly and effervescent and make you feel a little tingly and excited. And also it's unique and it's special and you want to take your time and enjoy it. And you can really only get it from one specific source.
There you go. Served that right, folks. Heather is champagne, y'all. That's right indeed. Drink her up now.
Let's go.
Who knows? It's a if it's alcohol content, they call liquid courage, so it's quite fitting. I see what you did there.
There you go. There you go. There are no accidents.
There you go. That's right indeed. It's like a jazz band. Just all the wonderful instruments playing together. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Just adding to it indeed. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive. And that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
Wow, what a question. And also, let me just tell you, I would not want to be 25 again, which is probably the opposite of what a lot of people say, but I did most of my learning and living later in life. I'm 25 again, but it's the current year. What would I tell myself? You don't have to do it just because you think it's what you're supposed to do. Slow down, take your time, and find the thing that's actually for you.
Yeah. So I'm talking about the find the thing that's actually for you. That's right indeed. That's why she's all about freedom for this year. That's right indeed.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right indeed. That's right indeed. So if you're a golfer, you're already for it. That's right indeed. That's right indeed.
You would be under par though. So
yeah. Yeah, you go in the category of guests that are always welcome back here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm honored.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about indeed. That's what I'm talking about indeed. But it's so true. It's like, hey, let's be trendy Mitch Trenderson. Go with all the things that are trending. Follow the crowd. Go full sheep. That's right indeed. If we get sheared, it'll be okay. We can grow the
Nope,
wool
nope.
back. It'll be fine. It'll
Nope,
be
nope.
fine. Not
Reject,
really.
reject, reject, reject. Be that black sheep, baby. Be that black sheep.
There you go. Or, as I jokingly like to say, the good old wonderful butterfly rhino. Since a unicorn is too much marketing now.
Yes.
That's right. Or a tricorn, have three horns.
Why not?
Yeah, that's right. Take that, unicorns. It's time to have a tricorn. I got three horns, buddy. I'm rarer.
Not a competition, baby. I promise everybody's rare. You're all unique and fabulous. So, just embrace it. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Ugh, how boring is that? Mm-mm.
Exactly. It's like everybody wants to have gray and be neutral all the time
You
and talk
see me, I don't
slowly like
roll like
this.
that. Let's bring out the color. My book cover is all color. My clothing is all, I'm more, no. Let's make a statement.
Yeah, that's right, D. She's like, I'm not gonna be an egg roll, I'm gonna be a heather roll. I'm a roll.
Yeah, although, egg roll, I haven't eaten yet today. Egg roll sounds good.
Oh, well, good. Sounds like you reached the second side effect of guesting on this
Made me hungry.
podcast. Well, speaking of fabulosity and knowledge, folks only got 1% of it today. So folks need to dive into the other 99%. So if they want to do just that, what's the best way for folks to do so, Heather?
Absolutely. Probably my website will take you wherever you most enjoy spending time. So vickeryandco.com has all my social links. I do spend quite a bit of time on Instagram and Threads. I play around on TikTok. We're having some fun over there. But wherever you want to connect, LinkedIn, all of that, you can find all those links from vickeryandco.com. If you were super excited about the human design stuff, you can learn all about human design there, how to book a reading. And I invite you all to join us in the Spark Collective, where you can show up for yourself, learn to belong to yourself in just a few minutes a day, just a few times a week, because you are worth it. You were born worth it.
Woo-hoo! You are born worth it, y'all. That's right, indeed. You are born worth it. That's right, indeed. That's right. It's better than L'Oreal. That's right, indeed.
So
You
much
are.
better.
That's right,
Maybe she's born
indeed.
with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. We heard that right, folks. VickeryandCo.com, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Co-opt with Heather to reach your next level of success, y'all. That's right, indeed. Transform your life. That's right, indeed. Give your life some eight-pack abs metaphorically. That's right, indeed. Because she's got you covered like a blanket, y'all. That's right, indeed. She got you covered like a blanket. And be sure to subscribe to both of her magical podcasts so that way you can get some more bravery stories in your life and more great content and cop some copies of her magical books, and heck, even goes to her website too, because she's even got an oracle deck. If I'm not mistaken, a bravery deck, right?
It's a manifestation card deck called Create Brave. Yeah, I co-created it with my friend Rachel. And so it's all about how to step out of the expected and the norm and manifest the things you want in unique and creative ways. So, yeah, it's a beautiful deck. I'm incredibly proud of it. I do a live show every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central, and I always pull a Create Brave card for the collective in the middle of that session. It's a lot of fun.
See, there you go. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. You heard that right, folks. So if you have 52 pickup in your life, she will help you with one of those cards, y'all. That's right, indeed.
The 48 cards, actually. I'm a double four in numerology, and so we have 48 cards, but they're really pretty. The one I pulled this week, earlier this week, was trust, which felt right. I believe in what is meant for me. It will always find me. It's good stuff, y'all.
There you go. That's right, indeed. You have found this episode for a reason. That's right, indeed. That's right. You are getting braver and braver. That's right. You're
You feel really relaxed. I can take you into, actually, I am in a hypnosis certification program right now that's based on NLP, and it can take you into any state of being you want to go into. It's very cool, and have some fun.
I knew there was some behind your voice.
No, you know what's really cool about hypnosis is you can't, your subconscious won't let you do something that doesn't feel safe for your body. So you can't actually be convinced to do something in hypnosis, but you can open up. It's all about possibility. We go right back to possibility.
Hear that right, folks. She's safe. She's an adult. You'll be fine.
You're all right. You're all right. It's all about integrity, folks. Check me out. You'll know.
Well, before I open another can of worms that takes us to another rabbit hole, any parting words before we close up shop?
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun. I think my parting words are simply do the things that bring you joy very, very unapologetically. The more you have joy and feel joy and express joy, the more the people around you will. So be the joy.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in. And if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for three. And be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.